This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. When Governor Mike DeWine announced this week's reopening of retail businesses, he called it a gamble. DeWine and state health officials are betting people will follow the state's safety guidelines while shopping and still stay at home as much as possible. I talked with Kent State epidemiologist Tara Smith, who says whether that gamble pays off is up to us. Tara Smith has been closely watching trends as governments around the world gradually lift lockdown orders. I asked her whether she expects we'll see a spike in coronavirus cases as Ohio businesses begin reopening.
I'm not sure that we'll see a dramatic spike because I don't think everyone is going to be going out. I mean, I know I certainly am not. I'm still going to, you know, minimize anything I have to do in public and do that as sparsely as I can. And I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way. We've been primarily on a plateau for a while now, although I am a little bit concerned that's really just also partly due to our testing capacity being kind of maxed out. But I don't expect there to be a really rapid increase. I do expect cases to start going up throughout the rest of May and into June. And, you know, I guess at some point, probably around mid-June, you will have the State Department of Health and, you know, county departments of health kind of looking at what is happening statewide and also in their individual localities to see if anything needs to be adjusted with the reopening orders.
Do you feel that we really have the testing capacity to monitor what's happening as businesses begin to reopen?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, that was one of the things we were hoping for to reopen was we would have this robust testing capacity, the ability to test, trace, isolate. That is really what public health officials have wanted to reopen. And we don't have that at all. We are one of the lowest in the nation as far as our per capita testing. Ohio, I think, ranks about sixth from the bottom.
Part of the decision to reopen businesses, according to Governor DeWine and Dr. Amy Acton, was that people still follow the rules. And we've seen a huge debate about our rights not to wear a mask. How would you characterize this debate that we're seeing in terms of public safety?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating as a public health professional because, of course, we all want to reopen. We're all tired of being at home. But really, to do that safely, we need to do it slowly and not have everyone, you know, suddenly again jump into their favorite restaurant. And we need to do the little things that we can continue to do to try to slow the spread of the virus, which includes good hand hygiene and potentially wearing masks. And I think it has really already become politically polarized because I know when the legislature was back in session, as far as I've seen, no Republicans wore masks to those sessions. And so it's really become kind of a protest. The government can't tell me what to do. That is really disheartening and discouraging because I don't think public health should be politicized. And I don't think that our leaders should really be putting out that kind of example that, you know, they're going to disregard the recommendations of Dr. Acton and even Governor DeWine to have their own freedom to not wear a mask and put potentially their communities in danger.
I'm kind of encouraged, though, the fact that you really don't see the reopening in itself as leading to a spike in cases. That if I understand correctly, you think that this really is something that we can manage if we do it right.
I hope so. And that's a big if, you know, if we do it right, right? I am counting on people to still be sensible about this. I am hoping that those who can still stay home, who can do takeout, you know, those things that we've been doing for months, I hope that a good number of people will continue to do so. And again, those who are most vulnerable, I hope they will still try to stay home as much as possible and, you know, again, have other people potentially run errands for them or things like that. So I think I'm optimistic, but, you know, I guess we'll see what the numbers start to show again, kind of at month's end and beginning of June to know if I am overly optimistic or not.
Well, Dr. Tara Smith, thanks again. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.